Burgers, Fáilte, Gucci and Clare, coming Luke Glasgow and a shock in the show with me, Tom Comack, with you again on a Wednesday night until 9 o'clock, and as always, hope you can stay with us. Well, our focus tonight is on hurling, would you believe it? And, well, in particular, the Ulster Junior Hurling Championship final, because this year it's an all-Northwest Derby clash. It's Donegal champion Setanta against Namaya from Derry City, and I'm delighted to see I have two of Setanta stalwarts in the studio with me tonight. We've got the chairman, Jason Ewing, a former player with the club, and well, one of the greatest coaches and one of the great managers of the club, Eamon Campbell, is joining us as well in studio. And first of all, men, very good night to you and welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much, Tom. Pleasure to be here.
And indeed, mention of Ulster, a great weekend last weekend in the Ulster Championship and the Football Championship for teams from the North West, and in particular from Donegal here. Three Donegal champions, Kilcar, Milford and Niamh Colum Kill, all making it through to the semi-final. Kilcar, impressive victors over Scotstown of Monaghan in Clonus on Sunday, and Milford being equally impressive, going to Armagh and defeating the Armagh champions Killeavy, while Niamh Colum Kill put the Cavan champions Ballymacue to the swords in McCool Park on Saturday night. They're all out in action again next weekend, or not this weekend, the weekend after, in the Ulster semi-finals. But as I said, tonight the focus is on hurling, and particularly on the Ulster Junior Hurling final and that meeting of Namaya and Setanta. But first of all, before we go to that, just to remind you, if you want to talk to us, or you want to send us a message, or ask questions of Eamon or indeed of Jason, you can text us on 086 60 25000, and if you want to text us from the dialing area outside of the Republic or abroad, you can do it on 003 53 86 60 25000. We'd love to hear from you, and as always, of course, your people listening right around the world on the World Wide Web. You can also listen back to tonight's programme if you missed it, or if the any part of it you want to hear again, on www.highlandradio.com from early tomorrow morning, or indeed on the Highland Radio app. Well, Jason, chairman of Setanta, championship fever building, Ulster final fever, what's the mood like around the cross?
There's a great buzz about the cross at the moment now, and especially the young ones, they're really, really looking forward to it. And that's what it's all about. It's about getting there, and hopefully on Sunday we can do the business.
Yeah, and it's your third one, isn't it?
It's our third. 07 and 08, we were both in the Ulster finals and unfortunately lost them two.
Yeah.
And this is our third, so hopefully...
Hopefully it was third time lucky.
Hopefully third time lucky,
yeah.
Hopefully.
And tell me, okay, just before we want to talk a lot about the team and the current team, and I know you have a good mix of players, and you have a very exciting young crop of players coming through. But tell me a little bit first about the club. How long is it in existence? When did it start?
The club was formed back in 1979, so that leaves us, 38 years now in existence. Yeah. And it was a Danny Cullen Sr. that formed our club back then, and from then we have thankfully kept going.
Yeah.
Through good times and through bad times, and there was years that we struggled to get teams out, but thankfully we kept it going, and we are here today.
And tell me, was there a tradition of hurling in the area going back, or where did players from the area play hurling prior to that?
There would have been a Finn Valley team in the early 70s that would have been people coming from outside of the county into the area, soldiers and customs men and guards and stuff like that, and they would have had a team. And they, just in 1979, Danny decided that he would form an exclusive hurling club in the area. And they seen the potential, and that's just expired from there.
Yeah, well, and he was obviously a visionary, because there must have been a good crop of players around at the time, because the 80s were a very successful period for
them. The 80s was very good, and the good thing about that was a lot of our local people were involved in the 80s on the team. My own father would have played, and you had the Doherty,
Stanley,
yeah. And you had Lawrence Doherty and Kieran and Mickey Doherty and stuff like that. The Curra housing estate would have provided a lot of the players in the 80s to our team, and then it progressed on from there then, and like Eamon, they came into the club and helped out and got involved, and then all his family have played hurling throughout the years.
Yeah. Because I think you won 6 or 7 in the 80s,
I think it was 7 we won back in the 80s, yes. Yeah. So like it was a good, we won our first one in 1981, So we were only 2 years formed when we won our first senior title in the county, which was a fantastic achievement for any club to do that.
Yeah. And of course, there was no Ulster back then, was there?
There was no Ulster back then. Ulster was only started back in 2003, from what I can remember.
Yeah, yeah.
And Ulster would have started in 2003.
Eamon Campbell, a man from the Glens of Antrim, come to live in Donegal. What, you came around late 70s, 80s, was it? Or?
I had come there in 1976 home, but I didn't really get involved with the hurling club until the late 80s, or when 85, 86 I became involved then. And I suppose my first success by Setanta would have been in 1990. We won the 1990.
You were manager, were you? Yeah,
when it's a team that year. We played our old rivals, Burt and McQuill Park. It was a draw. We had to go to the extra time, and thankfully we got them in.
Yeah.
Extra time.
There was probably still quite a few of the players from the 80s that had won 4, 5, and 6 playing that time, was there, or was that a new team coming through?
There would have been a mix there, Tom, you know, of some of the older hands would have been in there, the likes of Andrew McDade and Turn McDade, they were coming in then, and they would have been sort of the kingpins within, and Gary Doherty, and most of the Curragh lads would have played then as well.
Yeah, yeah. And tell me, obviously, more and more, obviously, of the locals got involved and playing in with the club at that time, obviously. And I know Danny Cullen in the school, obviously, you know, hurling was the number one sport, I think, in the national school.
Danny was very influential in developing hurling. And thankfully, that has continued through. We have an excellent principal there at the minute, Mary McGonaghan. Mary's continuing Danny's tradition. She's very, very, very supportive of all our Gaelic games, both hurling and football. Mm. So,
and Stant is an exclusive hurling club. It's the only one in the county.
It's the only one in the county, yes, that's correct.
Yeah, yeah. And there are dual players. There are Red Hughes players.
We would have four
this year involved with the Red Hughes team that's played in the hurling as well.
Yeah. But still, that's quite a lot of players that are just exclusively hurlers, aren't
Yes,
they?
Yes.
Yeah. And tell me, okay, we know the Donegal Championship has grown a bit in recent years and there's a few more teams, but there was a time when it was just yourselves and Burt, really, wasn't it? You know, it was very, very confined, and year in, year out, it was Burt and Setanta.
That would be the case, Tom, yes, sir. Burt would have been the kingpins in hurling for a long time through the, you know, the 90s and that. They would have been the dominant team in the county, all right.
You were the first to challenge them, weren't you, at that time?
We would always have been challenging them there, but thankfully, you know, hurling developed in a lot of the other clubs, you know, Ballyshannon, McQuill's come through there. A lot of the McQuill players prior to the formation of their club would have played with us. And whenever the late, great Justin Brady got a young squad of players through in Bally Buffet, we had to release the players that we had from the town. And that sort of set us back a wee bit, Tom. We had to start bringing the young players through again. It took us a number of years.
What was the case? Maybe you had neglected your own age, had you, for a while?
We sort of taken our eye off the ball a wee bit, Tom. We did. Surely we did. We always thought that these other lads were going to be there. But thankfully, you know, in a way, they went back to McQuill, because it was a formation, as far as I'd be concerned, it's all about the development of hurling within Donegal. And thankfully, they did go back to McQuill's, and another senior team was formed, which was giving us more
competition. Yeah, they have won a senior championship in recent years as
well. Yeah, which was giving us more competition, and hopefully that will continue. But the sad thing about it is, Tom, we've lost two senior teams in Donegal, the likes of Ballyshannon and
Four Masters
Donegal Town. So there's nothing, you know, in the southern end of the county.
Yeah, yeah. It's Burt. Buncrana, though, has come on, hasn't it?
Buncrana has come on, and there's great work been done over in Giroir, there's one man there,
Cormac Hartnett
and Dahi Roberts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing great work.
They're doing great work there over in Gwydor, and hopefully that'll progress.
And obviously it's quite difficult, because let's be blunt and honest about Donegal is a football county. It's difficult, isn't it, to promote hurling, is it?
It is in a way, but there's a hurling family there, Tom, that, you know, it's just basically hurling. You'll always have that strong support. Definitely within our own club and within McQuillan now and within Burt.
And St. Junan seemed to...
St. Junan's is coming through. Paddy Flood is doing excellent work there.
He's got the full cold face for a long time, Paddy, hasn't he?
Yeah, he was a good hurler himself. And, you know, his own young lad there now is playing and he's going to be a very good player. And it's a very young team. They give us a good run in the county final, like, you know. Maybe our wee bit of extra experience, took us over the line in the county final.
That's the voice of Eamon Campbell, former Donegal senior hurling manager, a man from the Glens of Antrim, but now very much part of the success story that is the Setanta Hurling Club. And also with me here in studio tonight is Jason Ewing, the chairman of Setanta Hurling Club at the moment, and of course a man from a family with a proud tradition playing with Setanta and indeed with Red Hughes Football Club as well. His father Stanley played with both and won a couple of championships with Setanta and came close to winning one or two with Burt as well, or with Red Hughes as well.
He did.
There we're going to take a little break, and when we come back we'll return to Jason and to Eamon. Roger Ashkagin, Clark, and Luke Claskey on the Shockton Show with me, Tom Comack, with you until 9 o'clock in company tonight of Jason Ewing, chairman of Setanta Hurling Club, and veteran coach and club official Eamon Campbell with me as well. And Jason, just returning to before we were on there before about the break, about obviously young players coming through and bringing them through and the need to bring them through. You're basically working, I'd imagine, that particular area off a small enough panel or a small enough area of players, are you?
It is a small enough area, and that is why we were set up as an exclusive hurling club where we would be fit to bring players in from the likes of Castle Fun, to play the hurling and stuff like that, and Convoy and Lifford and places. And thankfully that has paid off for us over the years. You know, we've been able to bring in a couple of players here and a couple of players there to build up our team. And like at underage, our underage structures are going very, very well this year, or the last few years. There's a lot of work being planned with the underage structures, and we're seeing that with our senior team winning the county championship and progressing in Ulster, that there's people looking to get involved within the club. And like, we can't go on without mentioning the work that's been planned with underage players. Like, you have there David Porter, a player at the moment, is working very hard with our under sixes, eights and tens. And then you have Danny Cullen Jr. working with our under 12s. You have Mark Marley and James Callaghan working very hard there with our under 14 team. And then you have Bernard Lafferty, who's a player at the moment with us as well, doing great work with our under 16 team and our minor team. And like, that's a big boost for a club to get those people involved with our underage structures. And, you know, if you don't, as what we always say in our club, if we don't have our underage, you've nothing. And you need your underage every year to be progressing. And our goal as a club would be that if we can get two or three young fellas to step up from our minor team to our senior team every year, that's progress. And that's the way we look at it. You know, there's years you've five or six, there's years you might have maybe one.
And you know, you see young people taking up sports and Gaelic football and that. And hurling obviously would be a more expensive sport. You know, you have hurls, you have helmets, you have, you know.
You do indeed. That's something that our club have done over the years. At the lower age group, sixes, eights and tens, we would supply the helmets and the hurls.
Yeah.
And then when the young fella or the young girl that would be interested in taking it on, then we would encourage them to go out and buy their own gear. But it is a big expense. There's a lot of money involved with running a hurling club. Regardless if you're an exclusive club or if you're a dual club, it's a big expense running the hurling end.
Yeah. And obviously you have to, how do you raise your money?
Well, there's one lady in our club that over the last 4 or 5 years has done tremendous work, and that's Maeve Moss, Maeve Campbell. And if it hadn't been for Maeve with running the Setanta's Biggest Loser and Setanta's Got Talent and stuff like that over the last 5 or 6 years, we wouldn't be in existence. We took our foot off the pedal in our fundraising, but this year with us getting so far, doing so well in Ulster, has given us an opportunity to go out. And the man beside me here, Eamon, and a few others within the club have been out this last week or so looking for sponsorship. And thankfully, Eamon, we've been very fortunate enough to get that, haven't we?
Well, Tom, I would just like to take this opportunity to thank all our sponsors. They've been very, very, very generous right throughout the Fen Valley, from Lifford right up to Glenfinn. And I would hope and I would encourage the our supporters and our players and the parents of our players to support these businesses that have given us a sponsorship, because it takes a colossal amount of money to prepare a team for the Ulster final. It takes something like £2,000 a month, because if we're playing under lights, and it takes £150 to put on the lights, and we're training 3 nights a week, so you can understand it's about £2,000. But as I say, the businesses have been very, very, very generous, and without their help, you know, we'd have found it very, very difficult. So I just want to acknowledge that all the businesses that have contributed to our sponsorship, I just want to say a very, very, very special word of thanks to them all, and to encourage our supporters, our players and the players' families to support these in the run-up to Christmas now, to support these businesses. We will be publishing a list of our sponsors after the Sunday game. And as I say, we hope that all our supporters and players' families will support these businesses.
Tom, hurling has come on in Donegal massively in the last 10 years. But look, it's been from the southern and west, and indeed, like the north. Great to see the skills of hurling. And I must say, it's great to see young lads now out hurling in the back, with no hurling in their background, with fantastic hurling skills. So it's getting stronger season by season in Donegal. Best of luck to all the management and players of Satanta Hurling Club on Sunday. You show what with belief and hard work, commitment, dreams can come true. Leave it all on the pitch, lads. No regrets. We will be there to cheer you on. And that's two texts have come in, and of course they have texts on 086 60 25000. And if you're texting us from the north of Ireland, it's 00353 86 60 25000. I'm in the company tonight of Jason Ewing and Eamon Campbell of Satanta. Looking ahead to Sunday, boys, obviously Namaya club, similar to yourselves, I suppose, formed around the same time, I think, in 81 or 82, I think, maybe. Yeah. An exclusive football hurling club.
Yeah, we played against them a few times, and they were always able to beat us by a couple of points or so, and I would say, come Sunday, they'll push it very, very hard. Like, there'll be favours coming into this game, there's no doubt about that. And we'll have the upper game. And I'd be confident that the players will be able to up their game. They're playing with great intensity this year, and their team worked very good. Mm. And their work rate is always fairly good as well.
And you've got a couple of additions this year that have made a big difference. Declan Coulter has come in.
Declan has come in there. Niall Cleary has come in there. And Mark Kane has come in there as well. And
Declan's from Armagh, Niall's from Sinn Raun and Offaly, I think.
He's from Offaly, Niall's from Offaly.
Yeah. And obviously, how does the team compare, say, with the teams 07, 08, Jason?
Well, hurling in the last 10 or 11 years has come on an awful lot in the county, skill-wise and fitness-wise. Mm. Back in 07 and 08, you know, it maybe wasn't as skillful as it is now. The team, as a team, there'd be no big difference in the team. The same work commitments there, the same hard work's put into it, the same effort's put into it, the commitment, the dedication. So, look, it's just we are fortunate this year that we have an exceptional team put together. Mm. But now we're not taking nothing away from Namaya. We know that Namaya is going to throw everything at us, and they are going in as favourites. We will be the underdogs. And they're
probably staying. They're playing at a higher level in Derry. They're playing the Antrim League, is it?
They played against Coleraine there now, and they scored 126. They scored 26 points against Coleraine. Any team that can score 26 points against Coleraine, you know, they're going to be hard to beat. Mm. You know, we'll definitely have to up our game. But as I say, Paul put in a lot of work.
That's your son, Paul. He's the manager.
And the management team. They sat down at the beginning of the year. They talked about it. They realised that they had let it slip the previous year. And Paul laid out the plans for the year. And thankfully, the players bought into it. We brought in a very, very, very good coach. Declan Sherlock, and Declan has worked extremely well.
Where's Declan from?
Declan would be from Offaly too, the Offaly Tipperary border, I think.
That's correct.
And how is he living in the county, sir? Do you take him up from Offaly?
Declan is living in Castle Derrick.
Right.
And he'll be an Ulster coach as well. Yeah. Now, he's done fantastic work with the team. He's worked very hard, and the players have bonded very well with him, Tom.
Yeah. And just give us an idea of, when you say worked hard and commitment, you know, give us an idea of their year, of their week, you know. And I know you play in the Town League in Ulster, don't you?
We do. We play in the Town League in Ulster. Like, this team now has been going training sessions from the month of February. Yeah. Three nights a week. Every week.
Three nights.
Three nights every single week. Mm-hmm. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And if we weren't able to make it on a Friday, it was a Sunday morning.
Right. And that's even though you have quite a few lads on the county squad that would be
they were away training with the county, and the rest were still out training, and they that's been since the month of February. And I always remember the boys, even there no further than last week, they were chatting about it. One of the nights they were down in Castle Fun training on their lights in Castle Fun and AstroTurf, the hailstones and the snow was beating off them in the month of February, at the end of February, beginning of March. And like, that's what we were saying to them now, you know, we didn't stand out in that for nothing, and this is where we are, and this is the goal that we set out at the start of the year, and hopefully everything can go well on Sunday.
Yeah. And then how many games would you have in the Town League?
Well, the Town League this year started later than normal. It didn't start until the beginning of June, so I think we played maybe three or four games and total in it. It clashed with our championship then, so we didn't get finished in our games because of the senior championship. Which, you know, it's sad to see that, because it's a great league if it's played at the right time of the year, because it's bringing you into your championship. Before, every other year, we would have finished it at the end of June, and that left you then, you were coming into championship time.
What's the difference this year? It
was to do with the Ulster championship themselves, the Nicky Rackard and stuff. The other teams felt that it was being played at the wrong time. But as for Donegal teams, we felt that it's been played at the wrong time now. It should have been played when it was normally played.
Yeah, yeah. And tell me, and how many games then would you have played in the championship? The
championship this year, we had four games, because there's only five teams in the senior championship. Ballyshannon pulled out at the beginning of the championship, so that left four. So we got four games played this year in the championship.
So what, they play about seven or eight games?
Seven or eight games in a year, yeah.
Probably not enough aim from a hurling point of view, is it?
From a hurling point of view, Tom, it's not. You need to be playing, you know, you need to play in a game every week. It's as simple as that through the playing season.
Yeah. You know? And especially in the good weather and the sun and the drier ground. Because I always feel hurling is a dry, top of the sod ground.
That's right, top of the sod is right, Tom. Yeah. You know, you can bring to the fore all the skills of hurling. And, you know, there's nothing nicer than to see all the skills of hurling played on a nice surface.
Well, we would have had eight games too in the Donegal Hurling League.
Oh, you had eight games in that, yeah.
Which was played on a Friday night as well, and that was played without the county players. So I'd give the peripheral players a chance to shine as well. Like.
So what, you had about 15, 16
games? 15, 16 games in total,
And obviously with the run now in Ulster.
Yeah, that's another, well, we have two over us and another one now. That'll be the third game in Ulster now this weekend coming.
Yeah, and tell me, Ulster, you win Ulster, then you go on to All-Ireland Series, yeah?
As far as I'm aware, yes. We haven't looked at all that far ahead. Sunday is the day we're looking at, and if it goes well on Sunday, next Tuesday or Wednesday, we'll look at what's beyond that. But at the moment, Sunday's our eye, and after that, then we'll take a look. I think you go on then to the Ulster semi-final, as far as I'm aware now.
Well, you've already won the toss, so maybe that's an omen, haven't you? You won the toss of choice of venue, didn't
we? We did, die. It was the Maya Club approached ourselves, because there was chat that Ulster was going to put it up and around Dungannon, up around Armagh, so the two clubs come together and agreed that they would go for a toss of the coin, and it was done at the Ulster CCC meeting last Tuesday night. And thankfully, we won the toss. We didn't mind where it was, if it was Celtic Park or McCool Park, but home advantage, well, not home advantage, but you know what's
it's, well, it's next nearest thing, sure.
Yeah, yeah, 4 mile up the road.
And McCool's will be out supporting you.
Well, hopefully, I would like to see everybody in the hurling community in Donegal come out and support us.
And what is that like? You know, I know there can be fierce rivalry between hurling clubs, but have you got support from?
Well, as last three or four days now, I've been getting text messages and phone calls from a lot of people within the hurling fraternity and Donegal, wishing us all the best and you know, hoping that we do it and stuff like that. So hopefully we'll see a good crowd from all over Donegal there on Sunday. supporting hurling in Donegal, and it's great to see that. I think it's the first time ever that a Donegal team has played an Ulster final in Donegal. So it would be nice to see a good support out there for the lads that's there, like, for the commitment they put in. And look, yes, there will be rivalries on the pitch, but off the pitch a lot of the players get on very well with each other. They're playing in the county teams, and that's what it's about. You know, that's about the camaraderie there, and hopefully.
I know your team is training tonight, and they'll probably train again on.
Yeah, we'll get together again, I think, on Friday night as well, so
yeah,
keep them
and
at it.
I know the team captain's in Dubai at the moment, so I'll be hoping he gets back in time.
Well, Danny's not as Kevin is the team captain, actually, but Danny's out in Dubai, so hopefully we've been FaceTiming him, making sure that he's behaving himself and he's not going mad out there, and that he comes back refreshed and ready to go.
I think he can be sure he will.
Yeah.
But certainly, as we mentioned at the outset, we have three football teams, Kilcar, Milford and Neve Colum Kill, through to the semi-final. They have a couple of hurdles to jump before they get as far as you, but obviously you they'll be all hoping that you set the tone on Sunday.
Well, look, it'll be nice to set the tone for the footballers, you know what I mean, that they can strive to get there as well, and as I said, hopefully we can do that on Sunday, and it'll be great for Donegal to have four clubs from the one county involved in the Ulster finals. It'll be fantastic.
Yeah. Final word to you, Eamon, how would you like to say to the players and everybody?
Just leave it all in the field, do your best, and I always say it's all about wit, your work rate, your intensity and your teamwork. Wit, that's what I call it.
Yeah.
So if they bring the work rate that they can bring, the
intensity
are they
good enough? Are they good enough to win Ulster, are they?
I think they are, Tom.
That's good.
Yeah, I think they are. Just on the final note, Tom, I just would like to wish Mickey McCann, the new county hurling manager, wish Mickey and his management team all the very best. Mickey was an excellent hurler for Donegal, an excellent hurler for his
Bort. Yeah. You had him when you were a manager.
I had him, and Mickey's one of the nicest lads you'd ever want to have in your team.
Brilliant.
You give total respect. And
Look, it's Jason and Eamon, it was really nice having you and having a chat about Satanta. We maybe don't give hurling enough of an airing, but we do try our best from time to time. That's about it for me this week. Just to remind you again, that game is in McCool Park on Sunday, 2 o'clock, and we have live coverage with Oisín Kelly and Ray Jurek on Sunday afternoon on Sunday Sport. From Jason Ewan, from Eamon Campbell, and from Jimmy Stafford on sound, from me, Tom Comick, on Gian Shockton, the Hogan, Slán Bannon.